Bible, Book of John, chapter 15. John, chapter 15, page 178. John, chapter 15, we'll read from verse 16. Okay, John chapter 15, verse 16. Okay, from verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet, because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Okay, up to here. We kept studying Book of John. While we were learning John, I hope everyone to understand all this word written in John chapter 15. Man is born here, and I think it's very important to grow up with healthy conditions. Some people have some disease and bad health conditions sometimes people have, and also maybe some people are in trouble and ended up their life very badly. Born again Christians, they born again as children of God, and they grow up righteously within the God, and their heart has changed, and they become like children of God, and they live like children of God. I think it's very precious things in Christian life. And I believe Jesus is welcome here in the near future. And I thought about myself how I could be when I stand before Jesus Christ. But even I was born again as others, but I believe their performance will be all different. They will be judged according to their wills. And since we were born again, maybe God has mentioned that the judgment can't be the period since we were born again Christians and until we see that Jesus Christ. When we stand before Jesus Christ, we will be judged by God according to our deeds. And I believe all their shape will be different, and God will give us the prizes, and everyone's glory will be different. As you know, many of the people's life is different, and their prize will be different. Some people live very poorly, some people live very richly, or some people live lonely. Of course, they will not face any difficulties further like we had before. But when we go to Jesus Christ, and maybe we will live differently. So everyone's looks will be all different. Just like it says in the Bible that, you know, glories of the suns and moons and, you know, the stars will be all different. And also the tribulations, the temporary tribulations that we face on behalf of the Jesus Christ will be recovered by the eternal glories that was given from the Lord. Maybe you'll be different from the praises or compensation given by the man. But the things that Jesus Christ will give to you will be different from the different from the things that given from the people. So I think about that. I think it's very important to think about that. And I don't think it's a good idea to think that, you know, salvation is mostly the bottom line in your life. And you don't have to do much of work of Jesus Christ after all. But the tribulation that you will face on behalf of the Jesus Christ will be short-lived, and you will have eternal glories in the near when you see the Jesus Christ in the heaven. Then it will be recovered by the Jesus Christ. So do not put your mind into the worldly things and temporary things. Actually, Christians, if they won't live like unbelievers who put their mind in the temporary things in this earth, but they have more hopes for upcoming the Jesus Christ. As born-again Christians, when we stand before Jesus Christ, we will be worthy of having the praises from the Jesus Christ. So that's why we should live righteously according to the Bible. If people doesn't change, then they cannot learn, they cannot grow up. If you learn and if you keep put yourself in the fellowship, then you will find that yourself has been changed. You should always testify yourself that whether you are worthy of a born-again Christians or not. You have to look back yourself and then show yourself a mirror to the Jesus Christ that whether you are living a worthy of Christians. But they believe that they cannot change themselves. They cannot do by themselves to change themselves. But only the Lord can be will be able to change yourself. And only the Word of God will change you. And also love of God will change you. They will change you day by day. But those people who do not try to receive the gospel may not reach to the God. So even born-again Christians learn the Word of God, does not try to learn Word of God, then they will not be able to grow up. So only the key point is the learning the Bibles to grow up yourself. So a little boy actually beloved by their parents, and they should be fed by their parents. If they don't fed, then they can. This little child cannot grow up. And also patient should take the pills that are given from the doctor to heal his disease. Actually, this medicine is given by the God. So taking this medicine is very important to heal one's disease. So if you we don't know which medicine it will be, but actually it's very important to find out the right medicines. So actually, the animals, they instinctively they find out their medicine to cure themselves. So actually, people doesn't really know what kind of medicine will be appropriate to the person to their disease. So if you don't know, and if there is no way, then probably we don't have any way to handle these kind of problems. So as it is, the born-again Christians, if they disliked to learn Bible and have fellowship and having fellowship and also pray to the God, then he will not be able to have a righteous Christian life, and he will not be able to be changed. Even he was born again Christians and passed like 2 or 3, 4, 5 years, but they will not be able to be grow up according to God's will. I think it's a more important thing is whether you are grow up as a Christian or rather than the personality. So even though you are born a Christian, you remain in the God and you feel that you don't know whether you are grown up or not, then I think you'd be much in trouble. Just attending, church. Attending church can be done by unbelievers as well. So we should love with all our heart the Jesus Christ. Then why do you think that you can't work out in your Christianities? Even if this student who wished to go to get school and doesn't study very much, then he will not be able to enter the school. Actually, Proverb chapter 19, verse 7, 3 says, verse 2 says, also it is not good for a soul to be without knowledge, and he thinks who hasten with his feet. So you should receive knowledge. Even if you don't like to read the Bible, but you should read the Bibles continuously. Because even if you don't like to read the Bibles, and then if you don't read the Bibles, then I don't know why people really dislike to read the Bibles, but rather they more sick for watching TVs. Bible says, it's much more sweeter than the other. Reading Bible is much more sweeter than other things. So if you have this kind of disease, then you should heal sooner or later. So if you don't like to read the Bibles, then you should read more. You should find out yourself that you are in the wrong way. So you should pray to the God what's wrong with you, and people used to pray to the God when they have a meal, very shortly. Those who doesn't really do the prayer, then they say thank you to God, and just finish it all. And well, even if you don't have time to pray to the God, then you should have little. You can just pray to yourself, to the God, like maybe while you drive, while you're taking subways, and while you read, do some other things. Maybe you can think about a prayer, and you can pray, by yourself, while you do something else. So I hope you do learn Bible very well, and we'll be aged from next year, right? So as time goes by, I think your Christianity life should be grow up. just as your ages grow up, you should, your Christian life should be grow up. So sometimes, you know, some people, you know, grow up their Christian life very shortly, within a short period. But some people, you know, they're pretty much lagged their Christian life, even though they spend much of the time. So why don't you get too much worry on that point? You should point it out in your Christian life, that whether your Christian life is grown out or not. Sometimes I give you many advices to you, but I'm giving you, you know, chances to repent your life. So please listen to me. Okay, let's go back to John chapter 15, verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Last week, actually, we went over these verses. It says here, Jesus Christ chose us. Chose us means that he called many people and then he picked the right people there. Just like, you know, when there are many crowded, you know, people in the department store, and then people picked the people right there. So it's like they were all called by the Jesus Christ. They are all distinguished in this word as a Christian. So God called them. This word, and then he saved them. Jesus Christ chose them. They actually, this can't be done by listening to the call of the Lord. So even if God calls you and you don't receive him, then this will not be able to be worked out. So God actually called Abraham, and Abraham also, if he did not obey him or listen to him, then he will not be able to work out through the God could not work out through the Abraham then. So even if God chose them, they should receive the God's call. So God actually established these people here. God actually chose those people who were destined to go to hell, and they God has made them to build up the church. So that's what it says here. Now, and bear fruit, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. So go means that you go to this word.
According to the Bible, it says, Luke chapter 11, verse 15, it says here, so they came to Jerusalem. Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. So you should preach the gospel to the unbelievers and bring them in the church. So now, since we were saved, the things that we should do is, still there are many unbelievers who are not saved, and we should preach them. We should bring them in here. If the farmers just stay at home, then, you know, what things will come, then, you know, he will not be able to harvest the crop. So we should, this word is actually now filled with the things, sinful natures, but there are still, you know, and also there are many, you know, dead, spiritually dead persons, and those who should be preached by the gospel. So we should deliver gospel to them and make them as our disciples, and also make them to observe the commandment that God has given us. So we should bear fruit here. Born again Christians, now they get together and build up the Church of Jesus Christ. And the most important thing that church has to do is to deliver gospel to many unbelievers, make salvation of many unbelievers, and make them and gather the fruit of eternal way. So I think it's the most important that we should do here. And it says, always says that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. So that your fruit should remain means that sometimes, you know, this fruit is a little changed according to the seasons. So during one, maybe there is a new fruit coming out, and maybe an old fruit is withered, then new fruits coming out. So as it is, sometimes, you know, there is many born-again Christians always, you know, do preach the gospel very abundantly sometimes, but they are very lack of it sometimes. So I told you many times that, you know, if there is many born-again Christians and coming out, then we should, there should be, you know, many bearing fruit. So if you believe that, you know, it will be all for, if you think that work is all done by preaching the gospel, your family, then it will be, I think, it will still be worthless. So I think, you know, the more people will be able to be saved, well, according to the people who are saved before, and then these people, how they will work out for the Jesus Christ. So actually, well, there is a word that branches which does not bear fruit will be thrown out. So God is working with us to deliver gospel to save more of unbelievers. So previous born again Christians should not block them out, not to be born again Christians. So now we don't really focus on how we can live well-being here in this world, but we should think about how we can work according to God's will. So whether you eat and drink and whatever you do, you should do on behalf of the glory of God. Even if your job is still falling short of the helping others, and if your income is quite less than expected, that I don't think it's not a matter. The matter is for example, even if you get a lack of your incomes, then maybe you can live according to it. I've heard the evangelists who were in Philippines, and he told me that even Filipinos, you know, they receive very little salaries, but they are still, but they have a wisdom that they can't live within that range of the salaries they receive. So, and also I've heard that some, you know, the preachers in Africa, I heard from him that, you know, many, you know, Africans are living very poorly, and, you know, they don't really take it, they don't think it's a big deal that, you know, even if they live very poorly, because many of the people living very poorly together, so maybe, you know, they would think that, you know, if they found some rich guy, then this person is maybe a peculiar situation. So if you level down your life, then you can live like that, even if you don't, earn, and even if they make money very little, but you can leave it like that. So whether we live like this or like that, in this way or in that day, that way, you can live in the world, actually. But the important thing is how we can live on behalf of the Jesus Christ. The more important thing is how we can apply ourselves to the Word of God. And the proverb says, you know, little income brings out the righteousness, that the abundant income that brings out the righteousness. I think it's much better than better to have a little income to bring out righteousness than the more income who brings out the righteousness. So, you know, there's some, the king of Egypt actually denied that the things that he will receive, the glory, glorious things in Egypt. So, because he expected more on the things that God will give to him. So he preferred to become a slave, as Israelites. This is a story about Moses, actually. Moses thought that, you know, his people is actually was in trouble, but he thought that he was the only one who received the wealthiness. So murder, the people actually mentioned that, you know, why you are leaving yourself quite well alone. I mean, this was actually inquiries from the murder people to Esther. So Esther said, okay, I will die. Okay, it's okay for me to die for my people. So he went into his people to have the same fate, to have the same difficulties. So they are actually, so this Moses and Esther actually, they prefer to have difficulties with their people. Even if they had many treasuries given from their nations, but they denied all the things, but they prefer to have difficulties with their people, because they were expected the things upcoming Jesus Christ, the treasuries, to receive. So that's why they gave up all the things that they could be well to them, but they actually more prefer to have the things that will come by the Jesus Christ. So, you know, Apostle Paul actually lived very poorly, and he actually lived without, and he was actually hurted and suffered and was being hit, and at the end he was cut his head and dead. And born-again Christians actually live on behalf of Jesus Christ, but if we confirm that we are living on behalf of Jesus Christ, then you know what? You know, those things are very little things to our Christian life. So maybe if you want to live on according to your desires, maybe you can be the great person in this world, but you know, you can't deny all this. You can't give up all your desires on behalf of the Jesus Christ. You know, Maria actually, she gave up her most precious things, and then she brought her vessels, and then she broke that out and poured the odors on the Jesus Christ's feet. And that means that she denies all the things that she has and her desires on behalf of Jesus Christ. So I don't think it's, I think there are those things that you take, you know, the precious preciously is will be, you know, will be in vain, because you know they will be all passed out. But we are still waiting for the eternal things, eternal life, and we are still waiting for it. You know, students. You know, students study very much, very hardly to live, to be a great man, great person in this world. They study a lot. And poor people, you know, used to work very hard to live well here, and also they don't. Well, actually, we don't have any guarantee that we can live better. We can be better off. Maybe we can have a possibility, but we don't have any guarantee that we can live better, even if we work very hard. But it will be short-lived. It will be short. The period is very short. Even if you work very hard and make money a lot and then save your money and buy your house, maybe you may say that you prepared the things for your old ages. But sometimes suddenly those things that you have saved so far will be gone away. Suddenly, because of some of the accidents. But born again Christians actually don't have to worry about this kind of things, because they'll be all secure their eternal life. You know, invisible thing is permanent things, and so we cannot hope for visible things, but we more put on our heart to invisible things. Sometimes, you know, the people wrote on the timer, it says, I've seen the song that, you know, if there is a no heaven, then how I will be. So, do you have a doubt that whether, if heaven is not exist? I don't think... You don't have to worry about this, because it can't be. I've heard some rumors that, you know, by the end of this year, North Korea will invade in Korea. You know, some people, you know, sent some emails about this. So, you know, the pastor, you should go abroad to save your life. I don't know how you will think about this. And also, so I replied to him that it is a rumor and that it will not happen. There is no other way that we can save ourselves without Jesus Christ in this world. So the Church of God is now being here, and if there is things that working out according to God's will, then those things will not happen. But I think it's very interesting that someone has sent me that kind of email to think about me. The reason why that, you know, North Korea is trying to invade the South Korea is that, you know, that they're saying is that 99% of the churches in South Korea is the fake. So 99% of the fake, I think it's more important to have 1% of a church, real church, than 99% of the church of a fake church. So Jeremiah says, you know, Jerusalem actually was perished by God because there was no righteous man, even one righteous man in Jerusalem, according to Jeremiah says. So since then, Babylonia and Persia and Greece were all, and Israel has been governed by those Babylonia and Greece and Persia after that, because there was no, you know, there wasn't even no one righteousness. So Bible says, if there is anyone who executes judgment who seeks the truth, and I will pardon her. So, I think it's, you know, one person who prays to the God actually surpasses the power that everyone who does not pray to the God. So the one who can pray to the God righteously, the one who can move the heart of God, I believe the power is much more than the power who doesn't pray to the God. But many people born again, many Christians were corrupted. But I believe there are real, true born again Christians, and God will work out with them. With him, God will not give any disaster to them. Before he curses and give disaster to them, he will let us know. He let them know to save their life. So God's judgment will be given here after the real born-again Christians went away. So the Middle East will have the fake peace, and also there will be three and a half years of the fake peaces, and there will be the last war will occur in the Middle East, and there will be many people will be dead in the battle, and which we call Armageddon War. And before that disaster to come to this earth, I believe God will save all born-again Christians. So don't even think about whether you can go to obey, to avoid yourself as a refugee. There is no refugees here, so you should come out to, if you worry about these kind of things, you should come out to this Jesus Christ. I don't know why we are talking about these kind of things. So, the born-again Christian, do not put your mind in this earth. And also, born-again Christians should live righteously that on behalf of the work that God has given to you. So, our hope is not in this world. We don't think that, you know, how we can live more better in this world. But we more put our focus on how we can live according to God's will. Then God will help you. So, you know, there is a promise that, you know, those who live righteously according to God will be given other things that we need in this world. Some people, if you live on behalf of the Jesus Christ, then, you know, your other things, your financial things will be given to you as a prize. So it's good for us whether we live poorly or richly, but, you know, actually all our faith is that, or depending on the God. So we don't have to worry about, you know, just think about, you know, always think about how we can live according to God's will, how we can please God, because God will lead your way and he will guide you. Just think about that, you know. If you bear many fruit, then God will be glorified. So God will be glorified the more we bear fruit. In verse 16, let's go back to verse 16. You did not choose me,
But I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you.
So, the fruit was, if you bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. When we bear many fruits on behalf of the glory of God, God will listen to their prayer. When God listens to our prayer, if you pray to the God to fill up your desires or our individual passions, God will not listen to you. God will listen to our prayer when we pray to the God on behalf of the Lord. So when you, even if you ask for something for the God, and if you do not receive it, the reason why is you, because you pray to him unrighteously to the Lord. Because the more God listen to their prayer, they will, the more they will be away from the God. So whether we live or die, we should live on behalf of the God, and then we should have this kind of heart that we should live on behalf of him. And we will not be disappointed whether we have, you know, difficult situations. We will not be exalted. We will be humbled within Jesus Christ. But if you are, Christian life is not grown up well, then he will be, you know, he will complain to the Lord when he faced difficulties, and also when he become rich, then he will be, it will be the chances for him to step away from the God. So you know, Proverbs says, let not one be rich or poor. So because when I become rich, then I will be away from him, and when I become poor, I will complain to the God. So If you do steal something because you are poor, and if you step away from him because you're rich, then you will not be able to remain in the Lord. So Apostle Paul says he has learned that he could maintain and he can depend only on the Lord. Maybe sometimes Apostle Paul was actually praised by their angels, and sometimes he became rich, and sometimes but he has many things he has owned when he was in Rome, so, but he did not satisfy with it because that does not fill his heart. So he tried to learn, you know, the thing, he tried to learn to stay, rejoice with Jesus Christ, even if he faced many kinds of situations. So God has made you to reach and pull. That's what it says in the Bible. So you should look for the Lord. So whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Whatever is not the thing that including the flesh, our mind, but things that we pray to the God according to his will, so we can be more close to the God. Only on behalf of the glory of the God. When we have this kind of heart, then he will listen to you, listen to your prayers. I think it's the most foolish people, someone who pray to the, you know, Buddhist temples. And some people, you know, maybe go to Buddhist and ask for their children to live, well-being of their children, and they
it's not like seeking for worldly things, but rather we should pray for the work of God to be worked out. So, you know, we should pray to the God that we, that God, God's work to be revealed in this world. God will recover all those you know, this poor people actually has been suffered many difficulties here, and we have a kind of the hurt that we want to live according to God, and God will listen to us. Okay, let's go to 1 John. Chapter 3, verse 25, 22 and 23. Let's read together. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. What is the commandment that given from the God? Commandment is what? That we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, and preach gospel to unbelievers, and born-again Christians love one another, and believe, and innerly love one another, and outwardly preach gospels for the poor spirits. So, and you, whatever you do, these kind of things, then you will receive things that you ask for the God. So in order to have things from the parents, then you should listen to the God. They are your parents. Even if you don't listen to the parents, and if you don't have any good relationship with the parents and ask for some money, then he will not give you the money. If you, you know, if you are very selfish and do not listen to the word, you will not receive it. But if you rather listen to him and being well with him, then he will listen to you. He will listen to things that you ask for it. And if it is worth of it, then God will give it to you. If you glorify God and if you try to live according to his will, then he will give you spiritually and physically. Not only spiritually, will God will give it to you, but also physically he will give it to you, things that you need. When you keep the commandment that has been given from the God. So there is a condition, that the reason why God will listen to our prayer first is to bear fruit, and this fruit is always full of your basket, then you will receive from the God. And this, when you pray this, pray for the more of bearing fruit, then God will listen to you. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, 21. Let's read together. Now to him he is able to exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
To him be glory in the church of Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to power that works in us. God is working in us because he is always with us. So now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. You know, if our born again Christians in our church love one another and try to keep the commandments, then you can bear much fruit. Think about your Christian life. Only, you know, you and your family. Maybe think about only you and your family. And also, you are despaired of yourself, then you are not actually acknowledged by the people around you. Always think about some personal matters, and also always, you know, worries about, you know, yourselves, and then only think about your desires on your own, and always think about, you know, you are always thinking about the desires, that what you can do yourself. But to raise it up to the highest heaven and think about that God, that what God's plan is for you, prepared for you, and also think about how you can spend your life and also think about yourself, you know, when you stand before the God when in the near future. The more you raise yourself up by taking plane, and you will believe that you are nothing. Maybe if you take a look, you know, in the in the sky and down the world, you may think that you'll be very worthless. That, you know, even if you try to buy more land or more properties, you know, maybe you'll be. So the more you yourself is raised up in the high, then your Christian life will be raised up. So your mind, your heart will be more widened. If you think about the work of God, always think about whether you can do for the Lord. Not only the desires, not only the things that you wanted to have, but rather you should think about what you can do for the Lord. How we can praise the God, how we can glorify God, how we can live worthy of God. That's what we have. That's what we should do. That's the hope that we have here. I will see the Jesus Christ since I finished my work of God. Then God will do it for you, and God will pour you out to do it. God will push you to do it. You know how we are selfish. All we are selfish ourselves. You know, even born again, and even brothers and sisters get together to work out the God's work, but they rather do love one another. But they have some internal fights one another. Sometimes they lagged and don't have any sacrifices, but they speak more of it. You know, sometimes we did that before in our church, you know. If they are not grown up, then they speak very well. They speak a lot. They like to, you know, speak a lot and just like to insist themselves to the people. But at last they went out. So St. Paul says, you know, this Corinthian church saints, they fought each other every day. And they were actually involved in the frantic things because
And Apostle Paul says, I will not forgive them, you know, if I go to theirs. They prefer, you know, saying something by their mouths rather than doing something for the Lord. You know, those, you know, arrogant people speak more of it. They try to be, you know, good person, and they are all boastful, and they're not. But if once this, you know, Christian life is grown up, then they will not speak. They will speak very few, you know. We don't need those who speak very well in the church, but I need those who preach gospel very well. And other than that, we don't need it, actually, in the church. We don't need someone who speaks very well. We don't need it. We need someone who obeys to the Lord. We need someone who preaches the gospel. We need a person who's humbled, you know. Just, you know, the good Christians, like, you know, they silently just listen to what church asks them to do. But this people who has learned and who has many knowledges speaks a lot, and then he doesn't really listen to the Bible. So those who are willing to do according to God's will, they earnestly ask for it, and then the hopes that they wanted to ask for the God, and God will help them out, and God will anoint them to do the God's work. So we should find out the things that we should do, and we should find out the things that we earnestly ask for the God. If you ask a little boy, then what do you want? I'll buy you something, and what do you want? Then he will say, probably, I like to have some joys. And this little boy, if he grows up, then probably he will ask some other things, you know, not like toys, but this person is grown up, then he will ask some other things. So in our Christian life as well, there's many kinds of people who has whose hope is different. So the beginners of Christians, you know, they still ask for some earthly things. They are more similar to unbelievers. But and also church, in the past, actually, we had a very small place to get together, and it was not really looking good. And we had a very small place to get together at the initial stages of our church. You know, everything was very worse. Everything gets worse. There's not really well equipped with things that need for the church. But we map out kind of plans that we could enhance our church. Maybe we will be looked down by the people if we are too poor. Then it will be very hard to preach gospel to the people, because people will look down on us. You know, probably people would say, you know, well, you know, even if you are saved, but you look very poor, then people would not listen to us. And Jesus Christ was looked down the people by people because he was very poor, because he was born in a poor household. And Joseph was actually dead, and then he was raised by his mother, And also he brought only, you know, the poor disciples, but his power was very enormous. He actually saved the he cured the disease and saved many people. So that's why we are worthy to be looked down by the peoples, because people always look the appearances. So we thought that, you know, our gospel but there is no other church that preach the gospel just like us. If we have a things, then we have a pull. We ask for the God, please listen to our prayer that we could have more better place, better church, better place that we can go for preaching gospel. That's what we did, pray to the God. And we pray to the God, and we came to conclusion that we should work out on behalf of the Lord. And then we worked out. Now our church has been expanded. Many people came here, was born again, and we bought many land here, and we expanded many churches at home and abroad. So, and then this, all things has been come out by the prayer of our peoples, the born again Christians. We've got like 66, you know, churches, and the number of churches was on the rise after that. And half of those church has built new church, you know. Now, even if you go to province, very small provinces, there we have a new church built up by the power of God. Because God gave us the place and church that we could preach the gospel to unbelievers there, you know. And the people, number of people is growing a lot. So if someone who condemn ourselves, you know, just if you think that something wrong with us, just you can ask for us. That's what we do to others, you know, if there is someone who condemn our church. But there is those who speak very well in the church has been disappeared. Now there is only workers left in our church, because church has been grown up and church has matured, and the hopes and the wishes that we want to do, God has helped us and God gave us, He supported us that what we wanted to do in our church, and still it's going on and still working on it. So Bible says, you know, the glory is always continuously, you know, left in the church. So I believe that God has glorified our church. The church, the purpose of church left in this world is to preach the gospel. Now we are still going on working on this to preach the gospel in this world. That's why the church has left in this world. Okay, let's go back to John 15, verse 17. These things I command you, that you love one another. Jesus Christ is saying some important things to us. The word the things that Jesus Christ commands you is that you should love one another. So God is working for those who love one another, the born again Christians. Love one another, and they build up the church, and they bear, in order to bear many fruits of the born again, in order to bear fruits, the born again Christians get together and build up the church, and they love one another. If you want another, Jesus Christ says, you know, if you want another, then
people will recognize you that you are the son of Jesus Christ, God. The born again Christians should love one another. And just as Jesus Christ loved you, then we should love one another. Loving one another is like, you know, born again Christians or those who received Jesus Christ's word have loved one another. You know, those who are not born again Christians, the born again Christians who loves not born again Christians is like it's not love, but it's rather can't be mercy. So, but personal equivalent love we can have among the born again Christians in the church. So, the proof that we were born again Christian is that we are loving one another. So, if you love one another, it bound us in one unity. So one, two lovers actually band together, and even if their life has been different, but they can love each other because they are loving each other. So as it is, you know, we are the one who received the love from the God, and we can. That's why we can be the one unity. If you break up this love, then you will be depart from it. So even this husband and wife broke up their love, then they cannot get together. So God actually love as covers all the things, and love actually make people to respect one another and covers all the weakness, all the weak things. And love also make precious of all the things that we have. Born again Christians knows that we are the one who should remain in the church. So we love one another. We became the one unity, and we love one another. That's the result of the love that God is saying to you. And those who love one another is the church of God, and there is a God, and God will work with that church. The people who hate one another and people who divided their hearts, then God cannot work with them. There is nothing can be happened. Let's go to 1 John. Chapter 4, verse 12. 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. Let's read together. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love has been perfected in us. No one has seen God at any time. We cannot see the God. But invisible God is where? If we love one another, God abides in us. God is always with those who love one another, and His love, that is what we call church. The group of the people who love one another can be called church. If born-again Christians just insist themselves and look for their desires only and try to be exalted by themselves and hate us others and divided their mind, then God cannot be with them, and God cannot work with them. I think it is worthless to God. So just humbly, you know, take care of one another and think that you are lower than others, and do not seek for our desires but others, and have some widened heart, and we can forgive one another. And when we bound in one unity, then God will work with this unity, and God will, and this love can bear many fruit. So when you receive the love from the God, then you can, and then it will show as a fruit, as a bearing fruit, not by the word but by the actions. the practice. Do not love by mouth, but truly do it according to His word. That's what it says in the Bible. It's not the true love, those who do it by mouth, but the real love can be called when you do something for Him. So you can bear more fruit. One man and woman meet together and confess their love to each other. I love you like this. And I swear, you know, my love to you, you know, with the moon, maybe it will not be changed. It will be like, maybe he will decorate his word of love, but few days are gone, then they will be changed. Their love will be changed. So I think he will have a kind of a temporary love. Love does not be rude on it. Love doesn't ask for their own desire. Love actually expects everything to be well, and love is endurance. So it endures all the difficulties. The fruit is like, you know, when you love one another, then you can have a fruit. The two men and women love one another, and love covers their weakness and have some compassion on one another or each other, and then this love grew up and bear fruit. Maybe you received by the word of our love, but if you do it, if you show it in practice, then you will be more grown up. Now our youth life is past, and now you are aged, and those grandfather and mother, you know, cannot depart from each other because they spent many times together, and they found that, you know, there's only both two persons who can love one another. At the end, then they will not depart, they will not be separated. So as it is, our love should be shown by actions, not by the mouth or word. So our love can be worked out in us, and also our love has to be perfected in us. God is always abiding those who love one another, and God is always work with those who love one another. So we should glorify, and we should love one another on behalf of the glorify to the God. And also, we should love one another to work out God's works, and in order to win the devil and demons' temptations, we should love one another. If we love one another, everything will be worked out, because God will work in us. Because God always abides in us. If we, without loving others and stick to your selfishness, then you will be lost. You will be lost in the battle. So that's when you go to heaven, and believe, faith and hope and love, among these three things, the most important thing is the love. The priority thing is love among the threes. Let's go back to John chapter 15 verse 18. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you are of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. So it says, if the world hates you, it says here, those who receive the love of God, when they speak out the love, they love given from the God, and then now its world hates you.
the born-again Christians, they love one another within God. They love God. They love brothers. And also, they love those who are not born-again Christian yet. But world hates those people. Why? Because they hated Jesus Christ. The world hates Jesus Christ. The love of Jesus Christ was refused. They denied and be against Jesus Christ and killed him. They firstly hated Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to this world and was not beloved by the people. And also his people were actually all denied. And this world has hate the Son of God, and then they crucified him on the cross. Jesus Christ came to this world and he was hated by the world. And all his disciples also was hated by the peoples because of him. Those who killed Jesus Christ tried to kill the disciples of Jesus Christ. How they were suffered from the persecutions and they were hated by the world. And even now, those who were involved in the Jesus Christ was actually crucified and persecuted by the world. The more we come close to the Jesus Christ, the more world will hate you. Hate those people who come close to Jesus Christ. If you were of the world would love its own. If you were of the world would love its own. If we are of the world, then the world will love us. Let's go to John chapter 7. John chapter 7. John chapter 7 verse 7. Let's read together. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify of it that its works are evil. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify of it that its works are evil. Jesus Christ actually condemned the Israelites of their hypocrisy. And he take that out to the world. That's why Israelites hated him. The world cannot hate you. If you take a look, verse 5, take a look, verse 5, let's read together. For even his brothers did not believe in him. His brothers, Jesus Christ's brothers, Joseph actually, Maria actually got married with him, Joseph, and she made the brothers of Jesus Christ, and even his brothers did not believe in him, that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. And so his brothers actually said, you know, even if he showed miraculous signs, and they asked Jesus Christ, you know, show yourself and become a king of the world. If you can show the miraculous signs in this world, you know, if he's the one . So that's what he says. He said, for no one does know anything in secret why he himself desires to be known openly. So even his brothers actually expected him to be the king of the world. If Jesus Christ come to the Jerusalem and please become a king of the Jerusalem, and many people is waiting for it,
And actually, this his brothers actually try to be some, you know, the ministers of the nations if Jesus Christ becomes the king of the nation. The world cannot hate you means that they are not involved in the Jesus Christ. And Jacob actually, brother, James actually lived on behalf of the gospel of the Jesus Christ, but he did not believe in him. Yes, those who does not believe in him will be involved in this war. So that's why war does not hate them. But actually, word will, chapter 15, John chapter 15 actually explains all of the branches and vine and vines and branches, and also word and you and word, and also the relationship between you and Jesus Christ, how you can be connected with born again Christians are branches and branches, they connected together, and now it's vine and branches. Now, that's what we call Jesus Christ and us, and also Word. And it's a relationship between Jesus Christ and us and Word. The Word actually hated Jesus Christ, also the people of the Jesus Christ. So if the Word hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. So this Word will hate you. You know, that's what it says in the Bible. We were actually born again Christians, and we should have some kind of you should set your mind that, you know, you will be hated by the Word. You should know that. We are the born again Christians. We are involved in this Jesus Christ, so you should think that you will be hated by the Word because you are the born again Christians. This Word will hate and persecute those who believe in Jesus Christ, and even they will try to kill you. That's what the Word is like, is indicating the people who are not born again Christians. Israel writes, even they were chosen by the God, saying by themselves, and they were not born again Christians. They were not saved. That's why they are the Word. They are not of Word. They are of the Word. The demons actually working with them. Demons actually be against Jesus Christ. They are demon side. They became demons. They stayed at the demon side, and they were not born again Christians. Those who are not born again Christians in this world called to be, their word. Those born again, they don't even know about the Jesus Christ. They don't even know about the God. Even they believe the God, but they are still in the world. They are still under the government of the Satan's. They hate the born again Christians. They curse and they persecute born again Christians. So that's why we should think we are the one who received the love of God, and we are the one who live according to God's will. But you should know the Word will hate you very much. Let's go to Luke. Luke chapter 6, verse 22. Luke chapter 6, verse 22. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day, and reap for joy, for indeed your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner their fathers did to the prophets. So people will hate you and say bad word to you, and also cast out your name as evil for the sons of men's sake. Because of the Jesus Christ, word will hate you. We say we are born again Christians, we are saved, and we are belong to the Jesus Christ. When you say those those words, then the world will hate you. We preach the gospel to the world. And when you represent yourself that you were distinguished from this world, then the world will hate you. They will exclude you. They will revile you. And they will cast out your name as evil. Evil is like what? You will be blessed. When you, indeed your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner their fathers did to the prophets. So, when people hate you and depart from you, and some people, you know, they were actually thrown out by the by the beliefs of the Jesus Christ. Bible says, you know, your family can be your enemies because of the beliefs of the Lord. The one, it's not the thing that, even if they try to do very well to their families, but you will be hated by the world because of belief of Jesus Christ. Even if you are, maybe they will ask you, you know, even if you do whatever you wanted to do, but please don't tell that you believe in the Lord. Maybe you can go other church, but don't go to that church, you know. That makes me sick, you know, if you say salvation several times to me, maybe that's what. And they will, because their spirit is actually different, they will say like this, you know. Their families will say to the born-again Christians. So, actually, so you'll be very much against your families just because you were born-again Christians. Maybe you'll be depart from your children, friend as well, because once you've been getting along with him, but if you be once saved, then you'll be depart from it naturally. There's no reasons, because Bible says here, but whenever you face this kind of discourses, you should not be disappointed, because you should rather rejoice in that day and live for joy. Why? For indeed, your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner their fathers did to the prophets. So your ancestor actually did that too. They experienced the same experience. So those, you know, prophets has been all persecuted, all, you know, suffered from this kind of experiences before. Always be rejoiced. And they were actually always rejoiced that they were the children of God. And they were actually persecuted by the name of the Son of Man's sake, Son of Jesus Christ, Son of the Lord. So that could be another proof that they were actually in the Lord. So Luke chapter 6, verse 26, it says, woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. So everyone, if they praise you, then there will be woe. Well, the things that we can say to you is that, you know, if you are praised, or if you are only spoken well of you, then I believe that you are living in the wrong way. Because Bible says, you know, world will hate you, but if you're not hated by the world, then probably there will be little problems. Of course, if you read, well, very anxiously, very earnestly, very, you know, the born-again Christians get together and learn about the Bibles, and they will be praised by the God. That's what it says in the Acts. But you will not be, actually, it will be short-lived, you know. You know, word will be hate you, will hate you, you know, later on. But firstly, they will like it, but later on,
they will find that the born-again Christians is a little bit different, very much different from him, so that's why they're going to condemn you. And because this born-again Christians doesn't live according to their wills, their desires, that's why they persecute you, actually. When we live righteously as a born-again Christians, we should not be praised by the world, because we are not destined to have that kind of praises by the world. That's what it says in the Bibles. When they persecute you when you suffer from it, you should rejoice it and live for joy, because our fathers did. Our fathers did to the prophets as well. So we should know this, apparent, truth, and should not forget about this truth. Let's pray together. Merciful our Father, we are living in the last day, and I believe the day is coming off sooner or later. But you gave us a salvation, and you sanctified us and discriminated from this world, and we appreciate very much of this. And you always be with us, and you let us to love one another, and let us to build up the church that we can love one another. And please, you let us rely on to you fully, and we give thanks to you on this. Always take care of us, and always raise us out to you, and please let us not be stumbled, and let us not be disappointed to you, but rather please give us the powers and powers that we can preach gospel. Please let us, when we preach gospel, please let us to bear much more fruit, so we can glorify to you. And also please be with our rest of our whole life, and we all would like to live according to your wills, and please let us to live according to your wills, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.